All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Summer's Gone. Let's get started. Suddenly, the light turns on. You and Bella freeze for a few seconds. Go, 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 to the left! You two crawl as fast and quiet as you can. You hear steps coming up the stairs. You both stand there completely motionless for a few minutes. He left his room. This is our chance to take a look inside. But then you both hear him return. Bella freezes and is unable to speak. Meanwhile, you scan the room for a place to hide. You drag her towards the closet. Mario enters the room, laser focused on his phone. So focused, in fact, that he doesn't hear you and Bella rearranging your bodies in the closet. Her elbow, knee, and hip bone pierce your body in a lot of uncomfortable places. Suddenly, Mario pulls down his shorts and turns on some late-night entertainment. Ugh, what's he doing? Bella slowly opens the door a little wider. His chair rotates just far enough to give you and Bella a short glimpse of his mini schlong. It's so small. Mm-hmm. What's poking my butt? A flashlight.
Ugh.
No, like an actual flashlight.
Oh.
What's that thing by his butt, though? A butt plug. I have no idea what that is. Virgin. There's cash on the clipboard. So, I want it. Why? Not everyone was born rich, you privileged buffoon.
Baboon.
Well, buffoon would have worked too. Poor people talk bores me. Bella opens the closet door and slowly crawls out of it. She's gonna get us caught, and we have to kill the guy. Or rather, we'll have to kill the guy. That's what I thought she said. He said. She grabs the bundle of cash. She shoots you a look. You and Bella crawl back into the darkness. Where's that heirloom? That's a trophy room. Bella turns on her phone for some light. Suddenly a noise from the right. Again that weird noise. What is that? She actually sounds a little scared. Careful, remember the stairs. And turn off the flashlight. Do you know where the room is? Somewhat. Let's just get out. Fuck off, we're gonna go get it. Bella's phone switches to the lock screen and turns dark. The cat jumps into Bella's face. Bella's shoe slips out of her hand and flies down the stairs. You can't see it, but hear Bella and the cat fighting. The cat makes some otherworldly noises while it massacres her. It gives her a feisty left claw right through her face. Get it away from me! You start feeling into the dark, and you find Bella's leg. You slide your hand along her leg, grab the cat by its tail, and somewhat gently pull it off Bella, causing it to attack you. You try to keep it at bay, but its claws keep scratching your arm. All of a sudden, the cat gets pulled away from you, and it flies down a few steps. Where is it? I don't know. I threw it down the stairs. It wasn't Bella who put her nails into my calves. It was the damn cat. I hear it coming back up. You and Bella crawl at maximum speed towards a different room. Shit, my phone! You fucking idiot! Bella crawls back into the direction of the cat. You try to follow Bella into the darkness. Shit, I'm totally lost. I don't know what direction I just came from. The cat jumps you again, pushing its claws into your shirt. You manage to push it away, but it comes right back at you. Bella peers out of the dark and grabs the cat and again throws it away from you. The cat slides around on the floor and bops against Mario's door. The fuck are you doing, Siegebert?
Meow!
I want to go to bed. It's no playtime now. Come on, you can sleep in my room. Siegebert protests, but Mario gently grabs him and carries him into his room. You and Bella exhale in relief. Let's never talk about the fact that a vicious cat absolutely destroyed us, ever. Deal. You two sit there for 2 minutes until you calm down and the air is clean. As you crawl past Mario's room, you can hear the cat on the other side of the room, viciously meowing. Fast, before he lets it out again. Carefully, you two crawl down the stairs. After a minute of crawling, you arrive at a big wooden door. At the same time, you hear a door on an upper level open and close. Little footsteps can be heard in the far distance. Something's running down the stairs! The cat's coming! Is that what we're here for? Yes. Which one of them? This one. It's small enough to carry around comfortably. Let's get out of here. Is that a golden panty? I don't want to know, dude. The cat is somewhere around here. It's looking for us. You go first. No fucking way. I have no interest in getting mauled out of nowhere. But I do? This was your stupid idea. And I don't know the way out. Bella gives herself an internal pep talk, preparing for the monster awaiting her in the dark halls. We're almost out. I hear the cat! It's coming! You and Bella lose all inhibitions in the face of the never-resting predator and start running. Wow, that cat's got evil red eyes. You run outside the back door and close it hastily. Siegbert plops against the glass. Fuck you, Siegbert. Bella starts giggling. You can't help but also let out a little laugh. The fucking cat made us look like absolute fools. I respect the little thing. She hands you the cash. $9,000. I never before had this much money in my hands. I wanted to apologize for earlier. It was... I don't need your apology. I'm just... Fuck off. Alright, I tried to apologize to you. Now Nami can't be mad at me anymore. The Cheeto will totally hate me for coming here, though, for like 2 days. I'm more worried about Noji, though. Why would she even care? You ignore a question and both slowly sneak away. I'm not gonna lie. It was exciting. You climb the fence. You're bleeding. So are you. Come. Where to? Hold still or I'll spray it into your eyes. She starts disinfecting multiple little scratch wounds. Don't look at me. I look where I want. This burns like hell. Mm-hmm. This over here wouldn't have burned so bad. Then why did you use this one? Cunt. Were those all? Yeah, I think so. Oh, you want me to... The ones on my back, I can't reach them. You open her chest strap. Ouch! This is actually worse than anything we've done today. It's the first and last time you ever get to touch an attractive girl. You're like a three. A three out of three? True. Siegbert got you good. I didn't want to hurt him and hesitated throwing him away. Still, I didn't think you had the balls to go through with it. I don't just talk. You also got some scratches on your face. I'll use makeup to cover them. Well, it's done. Great. Now get the fuck out. You spray it in her face. Ah! You turn off the light and quickly make your way out of the house. You cunt! She grabs the air trying to find you. I swear if I... She stumbles over the table and drags down a plant with her. Crash! You're so dead, Grim. The next morning. Good morning. Morning. How fucked am I? Oh, you have no idea. Yeah, make him suffer. That's not how you make people suffer. He'll need it for what's to come. Cheeto, you and I are done. Fuck you. Hey, you both stop. Excuse me. Hey, you both stop with these words. Oh, please. You say fuck all the time. I don't. You always use a lot of profanities after a call from work. Or whenever you're on the phone with that friend of yours, you swear a lot, too. Or when someone mentions homeopathy. Speaking of my friends, a friend gave me a number of a well-known therapist. No fucking way, I'm not... You will? No discussion. I don't... Noji walks around the table and sits on the edge of it. One leg dangling to the side, the other on the table. Please, do it for me. Just because I went to meet up with Bella at midnight? You what? What? You look at the Cheeto. She didn't snitch on me. Then what did I do? Nami told me about your incident with Bella yesterday while you were at her place. I know how hard it is. Everything, from your isolation to depression and just the stress in general. Please, please do it for me and have at least one session. Okay. Why didn't... Did you really think I'd snitch on you, you goofy ass bitch? I did. I'll totally snitch on you if you don't go to therapy. What is that you and Bella did? Nothing, really. Bullshit. You were gone for almost 2 hours. I heard you leave and come back. I'm listening. Cheeto, let it be. Asshole. First, I don't snitch on you, and then you won't even tell me shit. I should have snitched, made Nojiko aware of your shenanigans. But I think even if I told her, she'd not do shit. Poor Grim is always a victim of his circumstances. She loves to play favorites. You're my favorite. Bullshit. She gives me enough shit behind closed doors, just not in front of you. Because you're known for weaponizing this shit. You think you're hot enough to be a model? Buying old ZPR textbook. 2 chemistry, $50 plus nudes. Free R boobs. Looking for a new band. I play the flute, clarinet, saxophone, and piccolo. I'm just really good with my mouth. And a blow. Sign me up. I could use her in my band. Do you like fantasy and weirdos? Then you might be one of us. We offer a wide variety of games and one big boob girl. Don't ask. Report all suspicious activity around the bathrooms to the staff. Disrespecting a student's privacy will lead to expulsion. There's also a lot of shit in parentheses, but I can't quite see it. I'll have to stand up if you want me to read it. It says, sorry, Nadia. And the other one says, contact me over Aurora. And it says, the big boob girl that likes to wear sexy cosplay. Don't hurt me, Nadia. And then I can't read the rest. And then it says, besides some broken bones. Oh, okay. Do you think you're hot enough to be a model? You've got the presence of a god goddess. Become a prestige model. And of course, have you seen my banana? But everybody could see that one. But there you go. That's what some of the signs were reading. Hi. Hey, Vic. Are you heading to the gym? Soon. I was asked to join another course. Don't worry. Someday you'll join us. Yeah, right. How do you feel? A little hot, which reminds me. We should head to the beach someday. Why not? Maja can drive us. You made her your personal chauffeur, huh? Yes. I like it. Well, I gotta roll. See you later. Sure, later then. The corridor, which seconds ago was sprawling with students and teachers. Pesky, huh? Now has an eerie silence to it. You know what you did? No. It's time to find the gym and see what the mandatory training looks like. Hey! Hi! Look! I told you, I got shredded. I'll give you that. Hey, Grim. Trey. You haven't been going to the gym, right? No. You got good body composition. He's got a small waist and broad shoulders. Lots of potential there. What are you signing up for? Huh? Oh, you're just gonna do the mandatory training? I don't think that far yet. Any sports you're good at? I was decent in basketball. Alright, Nami mentioned it. I'm gonna go for the basketball tryouts. Same here. Get over your phobia, bro, and get back to American football. Trey says nothing and averts his gaze. Yo! Man, look at that ass. Cheeto. Mila. And they put the text right on the ass so we can't help but look at it. Hey, Grim. I'm Coach Stahl.
And I'm Coach Hill.
Welcome to the mandatory training sessions. They'll be once a week, except for those that intend to join a sports team. I don't like the look on your face.
What?
10 push-ups.
Confused, Mila's eyes search for Nami's.
10 push-ups, I said.
Okay.
Well, good lord. You punks better not make the mistake to think this is some little kid sports class where we all jump happily in a circle. No, not on my watch, not in my gym, not today, tomorrow, or next week.
What's your name, Spaghetti Arm?
Grim.
Grim.
Yeah, Grim, what do you like?
Crushing my enemies. Yes, as Conan did.
Of course. I'll go with what he wanted.
That's the spirit. Listen up, punks.
We created several different teams with the other coaches. Please pick your preferred sports. Coach Hill and I are responsible for the freshman basketball team.
Man, they're gonna put them through hell.
Y'all will play basketball today, but the next time everyone is not interested in the big orange... But the next time everyone is not interested in the big orange ball, go and fuck off.
Wow, well, I mean, it's college. I guess they can curse at their students.
Football and various other sports are going to start in the next few weeks.
Everyone who's got an interest in making it further, tryouts are in 6 weeks.
He fakes a throw at Bella's face.
Everyone get some blood pumping and warm up. Get those muscles going. Come on, folks. This isn't a morgue. This is a gym. Get at it.
Maybe I missed my calling. They seem mean. The last coach you want is someone that resembles a wet noodle.
Yo, are you talking about yourself?
I'ma slurp your noodle.
That came out wrong. Very wrong, Nami.
Mila laughs. I meant your noodle arms, Spaghetti.
We'll start easy, a simple match. Let's see whose parents can be proud and who's just another disappointment. Malcolm.
What?
Redhead.
Ashley.
Or excuse me, Ashley.
My name's not Ashley.
You look like one. Bushy brows. Crooked teeth. Versus Juice Box, Spaghetti, Allie,
Girl in the inappropriately tight bodysuit, that's what I would call her as well.
And at last, I'd give you a funny and racist nickname, but I'm afraid of your mother, Iowa.
Smart. Bella checks your shoulder. But you don't pay her any attention. The cripple is on my side. Yes, I played in the high school.
We've heard of you.
Mila's body language is wet noodle. She won't be an issue. Bella seems fixated on me. I doubt she's gonna play fair.
All right, Grim. Come over here.
Have you played before?
Once or twice.
Then you can face off Bella. She's not that good. I'll take the center, Trey and Iowa defense.
Sai, you take the right side?
Yeah.
Nami, Nadia, come forward.
Are you ready to meet your creator?
Red meat seems to be back on the menu.
They giggle.
Ready?
Nadia beats Nami and secures the ball.
You study the movement of each player to determine who's up to the task.
Iowa catches your attention. She appears calm and chill, but there's something in her eyes that reminds you of a crouching tiger.
Watch it.
As Bella is occupied with spitting hot bars, you see an opening and go into full sprint. Nadia spots you. You take an abrupt stop to pass back to Nadia, causing Bella to fly against you with more force than she would have liked.
Bella, this isn't rugby.
I barely touched him. Nadia's in full sprint and closing in fast towards a scared Mila. Mila raises her slightly shaky arm, her eyes closed, and just hopes for the best.
Ashley, that was pathetic.
I know you've got a thing for me, but...
Ew!
Say that again and I'll make sure you won't stand up again! You hit her with your shoulder, causing her to lose her balance. She storms after you with flaring nostrils and an angry growl. Boy, she couldn't want him anymore, could she? It's that the lady doth protest too much kind of thing.
Ew, I wouldn't want you if you were the last man in the world.
Oh, shut up. That's the one that usually has an altar to you, the one that just can't frickin' stand you. Weak ass cunt! She materializes additional strength and manages to push you away. How can she be stronger than me? You fucking bitch! Pay attention to the game, you stupid bimbo! Last chance, Bella, you're on the bench! Last point! Grim! Bella's right leg is injured. I accidentally drove over a foot a few weeks ago. Use it to your advantage. Got it. The Cheeto passes to Jeff. They outplay Sai. Nami makes a run for the basket. Ayua flies in, takes a spin and the ball from Nami. And the Cheeto, utterly confused, kisses the ground. What the fuck? That was impressive. I heard about her. Everyone has heard about Ayua. Ayua passes to you. If I make it pass it back, if I make it past her, we'll win. Nadia mentioned her right leg. It doesn't matter. The adrenaline is too strong, even stronger than that. Her will to punish me. But I know her weakness. You and Bella face off. Since I first saw you, I can't stop thinking about your beautiful yellow-green eyes. Bella stops dead in her tracks. And with a fast move to the left, you manage to overtake before she recovers. Fucking bitch! She sprints after you in full speed, destined to ground you. I won't make it alone. I'm too out of shape. Your eyes search for someone. Ayua appears behind Jeff, leaving him in the dust. Even though the bell has your left hand, 3 seconds ago... Excuse me, the ball, not the bell. I don't know why I said bell. Even though the ball has left your hand 3 seconds ago... Bella crashes into you hard enough for both of you to crash to the ground and slide against a mat. Ouch. You suck. Fuck you. What a cheap trick. Loser. You're just not on my level. Get off him! I'll get off him when I want to. Nami grabs her ponytail. Whoa! But before she can pull it, you grab her hand. You look into Nami's eyes and shake your head. The Cheeto releases Bella's hair reluctantly. Now get off me. Alright, everyone who hasn't signed into a sport program will meet in the small gym next week. Gym A4B, to be exact. You can all fuck off now. Good game. Thanks. Your passes and throws were very precise. Will you play for a team? I don't know. We'll find out what happens on the next exciting episode of... What is this? Oh yeah, Summer's Gone. Don't worry guys, we'll have it for you tomorrow. I'm out. Oh, I'm not completely out. We're gonna do... Where It All Began next. And then, if I have some time, we'll probably go back to Artemis for a little bit. Alright, so, I'll be right back.